Charles Clay, the job you did at tight end yesterday, I know there's a lot of questions after Dustin went down.
But, yeah. As a receiver, he did an excellent job. He's got to get a little bit better on his run blocking. I thought he can improve there. Still a work in progress. He definitely has the capabilities to be a very good run blocker. But as a receiver, I made some clutch catches, some run after the catch. I was very pleased with him. He's really developed the way we anticipated him to develop and really stepped into that role wholeheartedly. And I'm excited about him. He brings a lot to the table. He played a lot of plays. He played about 60-plus plays, which is that's a lot of plays for Clay. I don't think he's ever played that many plays in a game before, so that's a lot of plays, probably too many for him.
Do you think he can be a true tight end and not just an H-back?
We've played him at that position. He's pass blocked some pretty good pass rushes yesterday in a couple of situations. We had him in some running situations in the backfield as a fullback. He's been an on-the-line scrimmage guy as well. So, yeah, I think he's more than capable of – I think his forte is probably more H-back role, but I don't have any reluctance of putting him on the line of scrimmage and blocking.
Mike, why wasn't Mike Wallace more involved in the game plan, and what did you think about him being upset after the game?
Well, I'll answer the second part of that question. Mike's a competitor. You know, Mike and I just had a conversation a few minutes ago, and Mike's a competitor, and you know, he wants to feel a part of the game, as I would hope that he would. He came here to be a factor in our season and our success, and the fact that he's disappointed that he only caught one ball, that's expected, and I have no problem with that. And I told him you can communicate that to me at any time he wants. So I have no problem with Mike being disappointed, and as long as he comes back and practices hard tomorrow, which he will, and with a smile on his face, which he will, and be ready to go next week. He's going to put it behind him and move on. But I think that's any great competitor, I think, would feel the same way, and he wants to just be a part of it. And, you know, Mike played a huge role, as I told him, in the game. I mean, there were situations in the game that occurred for other receivers because Mike's presence on the field warranted other opportunities for other players. And that happened. And it doesn't dismiss the fact that he'll still be in a position to catch other balls as we move forward.
But even after a win, that doesn't surprise you when a guy, you know, the team won, what he did, like you said,
help? No, Mike expects to win. I mean, he expects to win the game. So that wasn't a surprise to him. He expected us to win the football game. I don't fault him for that. I mean, you know, we go through OTAs, mini camps, preseason, you know, and, you know, he wants to be a part of the plan, which he was. You know, we don't target receivers necessarily. What we do is we go through our progression based on coverage. Sometimes protection plays a part in whether we work to a certain level in that progression. But, no, in no way, shape, or form did that bother me. It's a competitive side of Mike, and I think that's a good thing. Mike came here for a reason, to catch balls and help us win football games, really to help us win and catch balls in the process. And he knows why he was hired, and he wants to do his job. And I can't fault him for wanting to do his job. So I respect him for that.
Happening where he's getting covered, and you know, part line gets and other guys are open. What if this happens again? And
I doubt very much that I've never been in a situation where a receiver of the talent that Mike is. There are times. I think Megatron had 37 yards yesterday. You know, those things happen. Reggie Bush had a great day. So, I mean, those things happen. And then they start defending something else, and the other thing happens. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. Mike will make his catches. I remember last year we played Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, and Hartline had a great day against Arizona. Had a career day. And next week he didn't catch a ball. So and then he ended up with 70-plus catches during the season. So I'm not overly concerned about Mike. Mike's going to catch his balls and make a significant contribution to this season. And he already has. He brings a lot of energy to our team and to our practices and to our meetings. I love having him on the team. The fact that he was frustrated, we brought him here for a reason, and he knows why, and I know why, and I can understand that.
He wasn't hard in the first half. What did you see when you watched the game again? Was he open in the first half?
Yeah, there were some opportunities. He could have possibly gotten some balls. But there's different things that could have happened that could have got him some balls. Yeah, I could have done a better job.
23 carries for 20 yards was a function more of the O-line or the running backs or both? I mean, how do you explain
Well, part of it is, to make no excuses, I have to give Cleveland credit. I think they have a very stout defensive front, number one. Number two, going into this ball game, we had to go off of what Coach Horton had done at Arizona, and they were when we went zebra personnel subgrouping, they would play nickel, they played base to our sub, so it forced us to throw the ball a bit more. But, you know, I'm one that doesn't like to just throw it consistently, so I'm trying to hammer some hard runs at home every once in a while, and sometimes we're running uphill, so part of that's on me. We certainly can block better, run harder, coach better, so it falls on all of our shoulders. I anticipate that will clear itself up as we move forward. I don't anticipate us to come out of too many games. Last year we played Arizona. We didn't rush the ball very well either. The defense is geared to stopping the run, and they do a pretty good job of doing that.
Coach, how do you make the decision to go more pass heavy with Ryan this year as opposed to last year? Were you a lot more comfortable with going to that?
Well, even in the context of the game, he seemed very comfortable. You know, and if you remember in the first preseason game even this year, he was a little bit antsy with his feet, and he sat in the pocket, and he ended up taking some shots, and I really respect the fact that he dusted himself off, got back up, didn't point fingers at anybody, get ready, made a play on the next play, you know. So he kind of gave me some confidence of how at ease he was back there, and the defensive structure warranted us to throw more than to run. So that's what we ended up doing. And I had a lot of confidence in our three wide receiver package with Clay also on the field as a hybrid tight end slash receiver. So I think we were able to do some things that benefited us.
Do you ever get to a point there where you might just say, you know, if that's what you're going to give us, we'll just throw every play?
I think Coach Philbin is certainly of that mindset. I don't know if I've quite reached that mindset yet. I think you have to. Yeah, you know, I like to be able to, you know, keep him on, you know, hand the ball off every once in a while just to eat up some clock time and also to say, you know, hey, we're still going to run the football. But I think Coach Philbin could possibly convince me otherwise.
Mike, from a leadership standpoint, when you saw Ryan take charge of Rishard Matthews when that one play and get him off the field before a penalty could happen, have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ryan's a born leader. I've seen that in his development at Texas A&M. I've seen it in his development, not just in the game on Sunday, yesterday, but in practice as well. More so, obviously, this year coming in as the designated starter as opposed to last year. So he's in a different role this year, and he's lived up to that role. He's not an in-your-face leader, but he certainly takes charge, and I think the players respect him for that.
When you look at that Ryan in specific situations, third down, late game, you know, fourth quarter, you guys scored 10 points. Did you see improvement over last year and specifically where in those?
He just seemed very poised to me. I think he was 6 for 7 on that last drive that we had. And that was a critical drive. We started on the minus 15-yard line and took it down the field. And he made some critical throws for us as well and converted some third downs. So just his poise, I thought, was a noticeable difference maybe than what it was last year.
Take a couple more guys. How do you think they did yesterday?
I'm sorry?
The offensive line?
As I said from the get-go, we're a work in progress. We have, you know, John Jerry's been out for most of camp. We got him back. We're working with him. Claybo is a new addition for us. And working with him, we have a new left tackle, Pace Galee. So it's a work in progress. It'll continue to be. I believe in those guys. They work extremely hard. And yesterday wasn't their best game. Their best game is ahead of them. And they will be much better this week than last week. And they'll be better in 2 weeks than they will be next week. So I'll continue to say they're a work in progress. But it's a really good, solid group. I think they'll just keep getting better and better. There's some room for improvement as of yesterday, but they know that. You know, they're very accountable, extremely accountable, and so they'll make the necessary improvement.
Josh, last one.
You mentioned Mike.
We're getting Andy last one, and we got Coach Coy also.
You mentioned Mike opened some things up for the other receivers, specifically Brian and Brandon Gibson. What did you see out of those two? More like Brandon, it's as easy as you saw.
You know, Brandon made some key third down catches for us, obviously. They came with an all, I think it was third down, it was an all-out blitz up the middle, and we had a route over the middle that he pulled up on and set up and stopped and made the big catch for us. I thought he had some, he slipped on one ball on a third down that he could have run on, but he had some nice run after the catch as well, as did Clay. I thought our run after the catch was as good as it's been compared to last year. I thought we, when you look at the yardage after the catch, we've much improved from a year ago. So, and I think Brandon contributed to that as well.